Tonight's shiur, Simen Reish Ayin Dalid. Simen Reish Ayin Dalid, Dinei B'tzias HaPas B'Shabbos, the halachas of cutting open the challah on Shabbos. After we finish the halachas of Kiddush, we go straight into the halach of the Seuda, which begins with the bread. Sif Aleph, Botzei Ashtei Kikaro Shlemos. The Hamotzi is said on two whole loaves. She'oches Shtein B'yado. He holds both of them in his hand. But he only cuts the bottom. He has two chalas, whole chalas, and he holds them both. He says the bracha on both, but he only cuts the bottom chala. The Amos says, V'davka b'leil Shabbos, that's only Friday night. Al b'yom Shabbos or b'leil Yontif, when it comes to Shabbos day, or even Yontif night, Botzei al ha'elyona, you always cut the upper chala. This is based on Kabbalah. Notice, there's no option of side by side. There's one over the other. The question is, which one do you cut? The top one or the bottom one? But they're not right versus left. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat on Aleph, Shtei Kikaros. Why two Kikaros? Zeichel Amon, to remind us of the Mon, Tichsiv Lachdu Lechem Mishnah. They collected a double portion. So we have two loaves. V'gam b'yontif tzarech l'vtsoya al Shtei Kikaros. And Yontif as well, we need two loaves. The dull portion of Mon, Erev Yontif, just like there was Erev Shabbos. And that's why they would do a Lechem Mishneh. The Mon did not come down on Shabbos. The Mon didn't come down on Yontif. And therefore, a double portion came on Erev Yontif, like Erev Shabbos, so you have the two loaves. Women also are obligated in Lechem Mishneh. They were also included in the Nes of the Mon. There's a tshuva, Shlomo Kluger, Alfa Chashloima, that wants to say women might be exempt from Lechem Mishneh. That's not the standard halacha. Standard halacha is that women are obligated in Lechem Mishneh. His problem was that women weren't doing it. Women weren't taking Lechem Mishneh by themselves. So he's trying to miyashiv the minig why they didn't do it. And he wants to say they weren't b'oisah hanes, they were in higher madrega than the men. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah says, women are mechuyev in Lechem Mishneh. V'em yoytzei b'lechem mishneh pas habo b'kisnin. Now whether or not you can use a cake item for Lechem Mishneh, Ayin le'el b'simen kuf samachesiv zayin. Shom Mishnah Berurah be'alocha, look back and simen kuf samachesiv zayin. Se'if kon be'es shlemos. They have to be whole. V'uga sh'nisef ha'ketzas v'idal l'nechtach imen. If you have a loaf that was slightly burnt, but nothing was cut off, yesh oyim, some say, the yoytzin bo, the inyan lechem mishnah, that you could be yoytzin lechem mishnah with it. Ayin b'shari tshuva, look in the shari tshuva. Shai Tshuva brings a shear that if you're missing a little bit, as long as it's less than a 48th, it's still considered a shalim. So if it's a little bit, it's a little bit missing, we'll still say that's considered a shalim for the Lechem Mishneh. Im ein lo pas shlema, if he doesn't have a hole, ein ma'akev, l'mais it's not ma'akev, v'yoch l'kash, afilo k'zayis pas, he'll make kiddush, and he'll have a k'zayis of bread. It's proper that the one who's going to cut the challah has in mind to be motzi everyone with his bracha. He should let them know to have in mind to be yotzi his bracha. The Mishnah Berurah is going with the approach that the Lechem Mishneh is by only one person. And when he says Hamotzi on the Lechem Mishneh, that's how you fulfill the requirement of the Lechem Mishneh. So no one else should say Hamotzi. They should all have in mind to be Yotzi with his Hamotzi. There were others who disagree. There are others where the meaning is people make their own Hamotzi. Because they hold I'm Yotzi Lechem Mishneh when the Balabas makes Lechem Mishneh. I don't have to have a piece of it. I don't have to have that Hamotzi. That's good enough for me to be Yotzi Lechem Mishneh with Lechem Mishneh on the table and he's using it. I can make my own Hamotzi. It doesn't make a difference. Mishnah Berurah doesn't learn that way. When a person is motzi someone else, yomar, he should begin b'rishus rabosai. Ava pishu balabayis or godla, even if he is the balabos or the greatest one there who doesn't have to ask permission. This is a way of acting humble. It's a part of being humble that you ask rishus even when you don't need it. Sifkan gil biyado, they should be both in his hands b'shatz motzi. When he says the bracha motzi, he should be holding on to both chalam. And he cuts the bottom one. The requirement of Lechem Mishneh is to take Lechem Mishneh. There's no requirement to cut both challahs. For Ashal u'Shlo nogel achtok shneim, but the Marshal and Shlo both had the minig to cut both chalas. Kepir Rashba, this is how the Rashba learns in the Gemara. V'chein hiskim ha'gro, and the Vilna Goyen agreed to that. V'makbid al ha'hotsa'a, if he's concerned about the expense, oseh shalosh chalos gedos, he should have three large chalas, v'shalosh katanos, and three small ones. V'kol su'da, but say achas gedos v'as katanos. So for each meal, he'll put on the table a large and small chala. And then he'll cut both, and be yotze the sheet to say to cut both, but he's not going to have all this leftover challah, because the second one will be a small one. But the minig of the world is like Shulchan Aruch, that we could have two big challahs, and we just cut one, and we don't cut the other one. If he doesn't have on Shabbos bread that was baked by a Yid, or baked with the help of a Yid, all he has is pas palter, bread from a non-Jewish bakery, kosher bread, but a Jew was not involved. Mutu lechol menu, he can use the pas enu Yehud, he could use the pas palter if that's all he has. Ayin Sham Od, look for more detail over there in the Pinot Gadol. Sifkotan hey, hatachtoina. So which one does he cut? He cuts the bottom one. Habach tama, Bach can't understand. Ema v'yonol mitzvahs, how do you take the bottom instead of the top? You're bypassing the mitzvah of the top to get to the bottom. The Taz took care of that. He made sure the bottom one is closer than the top one. So there's a top and a bottom, but the one on top is further away from the Mevarich. So the first one he comes to is the one on bottom. But see what the difference is. You take the top one from Hamotzi, and then you put it under the one that's beneath it, so that now becomes the bottom one, and then you cut it. So you don't aim every on misses. You want to use the one that's on top. So I take the one that's on the top, I put it under the second challah, and then I cut it. Look back at Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. We do not cut the loaf of bread until the bracha is done. K'deishu ha'kikaros shleimos, in order for the loaf to be whole when he makes the bracha. Ayin Sham, look over there. Those who are careful will actually make a mark with the knife on the challah before the bracha to know where to cut after making the bracha. Se'if Beis. Mitzvah liftsoya b'shabbos prusa gedoyla. Shetaspik lo l'kol ha'su'uda. It's a mitzvah on Shabbos to cut large pieces of challah for each person, a piece large enough for the whole meal. Look back at Simon Kuf Samzayin. Mr. Burr Simkonvav, Prusa Gadol, a large piece. For the Michsi Karavs, and it doesn't look like he's being a glutton. Usually we don't give big pieces. It's not Derech Eretz to give such a big piece. On Shabbos, it's not a problem. Kimon She'enu, Oysa Kim Bechol, since he does not do it on a weekday. Vade Kavanaso, Shechalva Lava Mitzvah. So clearly his intent is the mitzvah is dear. For Oysa Lechol Harbin, he wants to eat a lot. So Mamela, he gives him a nice big piece on Shabbos, but on a weekday's talk, we don't do that. Siv Gimel. Ein ha-mesubin rashoyim l'toyim ad sh'yitim ha-botzeah. The people at the table cannot take from their challah to eat before the one who made the bracha. V'myesh lefnei kol lecha lecha mishnah. If everyone at the table has their own lecha mishnah, yecharim l'toyim, they could take right away. Afal pishy dan lo tom hu, even if he didn't eat yet. In other words, he's one person being ha-motzi for everyone. But if they're not eating from his challah, they don't have to wait for him. Mr. Bursav Khan Zan, lit oim v'chulu. Hainu afal pisha nasna but se lefne kol echel v'echel eschelko, even though the one who made the bracha gives everyone a portion, v'chanal b'simin kuf samach zayin sift as well, like we said before in simin kuf samach zayin. I should look over there. It doesn't make a difference. The fact that he gave them the portion does not give them license to take a bite yet. They have to wait for him. Sivkan chas lecha mishneh. If they all have their own lechem mishnah, then they could take right away. What's learning to say? But oz in that case, afal pishu hu motziyam bevirchaso, even though one person makes the bracha for all of them, yechol lit'oim koydim lo, they can eat before him. Alam ein lifnei kol echad lechem mishnah, but if they don't each have their own lechem mishnah, afal pishu kol echad kikar sheyochol menu hu lefan of, even though each one has his own personal loaf or a roll that I'll eat, but it's not like a mishnah. Then kulam tzrichim lismach al habotzeah, that everyone has to rely on the woman in the bracha. Sheish the fun of lechmasha, he has two rolls. Beinu rasham litom kol lo, and they cannot take to eat before him. Seif Dalet. Seuda zu v'shal shachris I afshal asosam below past. The Friday night meal, Shabbos morning meal, cannot be fulfilled without bread. Mishnah Berurah Seif Kohen says seuda zu v'chulu. What's it hard to say? Afil dasem bekiel l'kohen, even according to the lenient views later on. B'simin reish sadi alaf seif hei lenis v'lu shlishis, and simin reish sadi alaf when it comes to shal shudis. Pastor, are lenient views that you don't have to have only bread. It's not exclusive to have bread to be yoytz shal shudis. But elush de sudos modu kuli am. When it comes to these two meals, everyone agrees you have to have bread. The ikar kavod Shabbos. That's the main kavod Shabbos. The Friday night meal and the Shabbos lunch meal. There you must have bread. By shal shudis and machlekes, do you have to have challah or something else would work? But when it comes to these two meals, everyone agrees it has to be bread. Let's say there's some kind of oinus, and the Shartzian says, not even a katsas oinus. There were katsas oinus. He left with katsas, not a little oinus. A big oinus. A big problem. That prevents him from having the meal Friday night. Then we'll push the meal off to tomorrow. He'll have to have three meals on Shabbos day. He'll make Kiddush Friday night, eat something like Chamesh Esminim, a cake or something, or Yishter V'yasein, or have V'yasef wine, like you wrote in Reishan Gimel, but he's going to have three meals. That's not qualifying for a meal. He'll still have to have three meals on Shabbos day. But this is a real serious oinus. It's not an ksas oinus. It's an oinus gomer. Because otherwise, you don't push off Friday meal. The notes bring because there are deos that won't even help. There's no hashlomo. We're saying the eitz is have three meals by day, but your shita suhol doesn't help. That if you miss Friday night, it's gone. We'll do the third meal on Shabbos day for those who hold it works. But lamais, we only do this if it's an absolute big oinus beyond his control. He cannot have the suda. So then the dinist have three suudos the next day. And again, the first two will have challah, bread for sure, and the third, preferably to have challah, but you'll be yotze according to other shittas if you don't have it.